Shortly after 1 o'clock this afternoon, our dispatch began to receive numerous 911 calls with regards to a major traffic crash of Earl Rudder Freeway in between William D. Fitch and Barron Road. Upon arrival, the officers found that there were a total of 3 vehicles involved in the crash. There was a 2005 Chevy SUV, 2001 Ford pickup, and a 2008 Volvo 18-wheeler tractor-trailer that had been involved on northbound Highway 6. The extent of the crash caused the entire roadway to be closed down while our officers are still on scene working to reconstruct. Preliminary information at this point indicates that the 18-wheeler was in the outside northbound lane, slowing for traffic. Immediately behind that vehicle was the 2005 Chevy SUV. The driver of the SUV saw the 2001 Ford pickup rapidly approaching, moved quickly to the inside northbound lane, but was still struck by the Ford pickup. At the same time, the Ford pickup ran into the rear of the trailer. The driver of the vehicle, of the 2001 Ford pickup, had to be extricated from his vehicle, and he was transported to a local hospital where he is still undergoing medical treatment. There were no other reported injuries. There were a total of 4 people in the Chevy SUV, all from the Navasota area. No injuries were reported. And then the driver of the 18-wheeler tractor-trailer was a Temple resident, and he also did not suffer any injuries. At this point, our traffic unit is on scene, beginning their preliminary stages of doing a reconstruction to attempt to determine what happened in this accident.
Northbound lane still shut down?
As of now, yes, sir.
Now we're talking about a quarter of 4. Any sort of projection when the highway may reopen?
At this point, no, sir. We don't have a timeline. At this point, they are having to do some pretty extensive measurement because we need to have that information to be able to do a full reconstruction. As soon as we have further information on the roadway opening back up, or if we have to have any further road closures for follow-up investigation, we'll be letting everybody know.
I'm guessing go ahead and keep the road closed since it had to be closed initially anyway, and to gather as much information now as opposed to, you mentioned that it may be closed again in the future, but if you can get all your information done now.
Everything that we're doing now is in an attempt to try and minimize future closings. I can't say. It's dependent upon what they find in this preliminary investigation, as well as the condition of the individuals involved as to whether the roadway, possibly there might be further traffic delays at some point in the future. But if that is the case, then we would certainly let the public know in advance of that event.
You mentioned that the occupants of the SUV were from Navasota, the driver of the 18-wheeler from Temple. Do you know where the driver of the pickup is from?
Not at this time, no, sir. The primary focus at this point is for him to receive medical attention.
You already mentioned the sequence of the collision. I'm going to try to repeat it to make sure I have it accurate then. It would have been the pickup that had been the furthest behind that collided with the SUV and the semi?
If you're going from south to north, in other words, going the direction they're traveling, it would have been the 2001 Ford pickup, then the Chevy SUV, then the 18-wheeler tractor-trailer. As the tractor-trailer was beginning to slow for traffic, the driver of the SUV saw the pickup truck behind them rapidly approaching. They moved quickly to the inside lane, but was not quick enough to avoid totally. There was minimal contact between the truck and the SUV, and the truck impacted at the same time the rear of the SUV and the rear of the tractor-trailer.
Any contents out of the semi-trailer?
No.
Okay.
No.
The front of the pickup then went under the trailer?
At this point, I don't know whether it was whether the driver had to be extricated. So the resulting damage, I'm not 100% sure what came from the collision and what came from the efforts to extricate the driver from the vehicle. So I wouldn't be able to comment as to exactly the final positions of the vehicle.
If you know everybody wearing seatbelts?
That is unknown at this time.
And I know the investigation's still going on, but I'll ask anyway, any evidence of drugs or alcohol?
At this point, that's part of the ongoing investigation. We don't have any information as to whether that played a factor or not.
And no other vehicles had to take evasive action?
Not that I'm aware of, no, sir.